Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Veal. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Veal. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting second. The right fielder, Leo Burke. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. And now, play ball. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive towards third. Santo catches it and throws to first to double up Bailey. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente takes first base on ball four. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clemente moves to third. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mazeroski moves to second. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a line drive to left field. Williams throws towards the plate. Burkell fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Burkell. Mazeroski scores. Alley moves to third. It's 1-0, Pirates. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. 1 out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Clemente strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Amalfi Tano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burke. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Verdon moves to third. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bertel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell bunts towards the mound. Veal fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogers moves to second. 1 out. Joey Amalfi Tano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfi Tano is 0 for 1 in the game. Amalfi Tano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogers scores. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 1 in the game. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Veal fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Veal. Burke moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. 1 out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Santo is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowan hits a line drive into center field. Verdon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Verdon. Cowan moves to second. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0-for-0 in the game. Buell bunts towards first. Stargell scoops it up and throws to first, with Mazeroski covering, for the out. Rogers moves to second. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rogers moves to third. Two outs. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-2 in the game. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stargell hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Lynch moves to second. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lynch moves to third. Pagliarani moves to second. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Allie fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowan. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Cowan steals second. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Buell covering, for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bertel for a passed ball. Clemente moves to second. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lynch takes first base on ball 4. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stargell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Allie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 0 in the game. Buell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Allie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Pagliarani hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orlando McFarlane pinch runs for Jim Pagliarani. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Alley hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin pinch hits for Bob Veal. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Clendenon reaches second base with a double. There goes McFarlane trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball in to Rogers, who relays the ball to Bertel, who tags McFarlane, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Orlando McFarlane now catching. Al McBean now pitching. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 3 in the game. Burke strikes out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lynch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Stargell hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Moton now playing left field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stargell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Dick Bertel. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.